Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. The first day of winter is still a few weeks away, but already the start of flu season appears to be here, with 5 reported deaths in Pennsylvania. As of November 30th, there have been over 2,000 laboratory-confirmed cases statewide. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus urges people to get a flu shot as quickly as possible.
On an average year, 125 to 200 people a day die of the flu. So this is preventable, most of these deaths, with the vaccine, even though the vaccine hasn't been great.
Flu vaccines are available at your doctor's office, pharmacy, local walk-in clinic, or grocery store. Influenza is a contagious disease caused by the influenza virus. It attacks the nose, throat, and lungs. And if you do become sick with the flu, it's important to stay home and rest. If you are at risk for developing serious complications from the flu or feel extremely ill, you should see a medical professional immediately. The man who's being granted his freedom after his life sentence was commuted is a step closer to freedom after a Delaware County judge gave him bail on a 1992 shoplifting charge. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
54-year-old David Shepard will still have to deal with a retail theft charge, but after nearly 30 years in prison, he's being released to a community correctional facility, or halfway house, after he was granted personal recognizance, bail without putting up any money, his son, Devin Shepard.
I just don't understand why they ain't do that Friday, why y'all had to draw everything out, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all could have did this Friday. It ain't nothing but a piece of paper.
Shepard didn't pull the trigger, but was convicted of second-degree murder for taking part in a robbery that killed 64-year-old Overbrook Pharmacy owner Thomas Brannan in 1992. He was one of 8 people recently granted clemency by Governor Tom Wolf. But word of the outstanding bench warrant sparked a war of words late last week. The lieutenant governor accused the Delaware County District Attorney of being against clemency, and the DA fired back, saying the lieutenant governor failed to notify the victim's family. Brandon's daughter says they want to make sure nobody's ever blindsided by news of a release or a commutation like they were. Shepard has a hearing next month to address the shoplifting charge. The school district of Philadelphia breaks ground on a $40 million project. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, the project brings 2 schools together, with Drexel University leasing them this space.
The students at Powell Elementary need an upgraded space, according to school principal Kimberly Ellerby, who's anticipating their move to a new building next year.
We are very overcrowded, and it really impacts our ability to program for students the way we desire.
Ellerby says the new space in West Philadelphia is owned by Drexel and will house both Powell and Science Leadership Academy Middle School. She says a library is something they're looking forward to having.
What we're seeing is really opportunities to leverage resources that will allow students and staff from both school communities to benefit.
School District Superintendent Dr. William Height says the 87,000-square-foot, 2-story building is the district's first co-location of a feeder school in recent memory.
We wanted to create a school in this area where the children from the Powell School would have a natural feeder into a middle school.
This building will let kids stay in the same building from kindergarten through 8th grade. Rowan University held a talk last night for students and staff grieving the 3 suicides on the Glassboro campus this semester. It's a campus that's united in grief and trying to cope with the staggering loss of 3 classmates to suicide this semester. The most recent was on Black Friday. Senior Julia Taramino is one of the more than 19,000 students.
Kind of disturbing knowing that there are students walking around dealing with these mental health issues and they're not getting the help that they need.
She and other students also say the university's wellness center often has wait times. The personalized plan system has stopped those wait times, according to the university's website. Next semester, there are also plans to increase staff at the wellness center. 3 more people will join the staff of 15. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.